This is a Rabble Podcast Network show. New voices in your head. It's Radio Free Radio.
You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO 100.5 FM.
The All Bodies Dance Project is an arts organization that brings together artists with and without disabilities to explore movement as a means of creative expression. Next week, the group is presenting Trace, an evening of mixed ability dance at the Roundhouse Community Center in Vancouver. Naomi Brand is director of the All Bodies Dance Project, and she joins me by phone this morning. Hello, Naomi.
Hi.
Now, you've been working with mixed ability dance for a number of years. What is it that appeals to you about it?
You know, I grew up in typical dance kind of context, you know, going to a dance studio and being involved in the professional community. And when I came to discover mixed ability dance and work in this field, it was a really different way of thinking about the art form. You know, a lot of sort of typical dance training is about this kind of elite body that is highly, highly trained. And there was something about that that, you know, while I, you know, have a typical dance body, I also felt that was kind of exclusive. And in mixed ability or inclusive dance, there's a value for movement, the movement of every single kind of body and every single kind of person. And we work with anybody, no matter their age, their gender, their experience, or their range of mobility. And there's something that, about the work that just, I think, connects with my values. And I think is really, I think it's really innovative as far as dance as an art form, about can we really make art with really anybody, and opening up to it not being an exclusive practice, but really truly something that everybody can participate in.
It's kind of strange when you think that really everybody can move their body, but that we've sort of focused on this one type of person who actually does that in a structured kind of way.
Yeah, and you know, like dance, like many other pursuits, like sports or many things, people specialize so early on in life, you know, like, I mean, dancers who are, you know, dancing in Ballet BC or other places, I mean, they've been dancing since they were very, very young. And, you know, that's sort of what it requires to be at that sort of elite level. But we're not interested in working in that kind of very specific technical vocabulary. The All Bodies Dance Project, you know, is a group that has dancers who are also mobility users, or mobility aid users, wheelchair users, as well as standing dancers. So we work with the movement that is generated by the participants. And so everybody is an expert in their own body. Nobody is the expert, but we learn from what kinds of movements other people can do. And by finding, you know, if I'm working with someone and they're a wheelchair dancer and, you know, they're doing, you know, fancy turns and all these kind of things, I have to be really creative about figuring out what is the equivalent kind of movement in my body. And likewise, you know, someone who might use crutches or canes or dance on the floor has to be kind of, you know, problem solving about figuring out what would be the translation of that kind of movement into their body and their way of perceiving.
It sounds like it's both more challenging, but also a lot more interesting.
For sure. And like, yeah, there are a lot of challenges, but you know, we think of those as creative constraints. And I mean, art making and as in any pursuit, I think is about problem solving. And those problems are the interesting questions. There are a lot of factors in the room because we're not working with a cast of cookie cutter types of bodies. And so that offers a lot more potential for the interesting combinations of different kinds of different kinds of people, different kinds of backgrounds, ages, experiences, and also all the different kinds of mobility aids that are in the room that have lots of potential that isn't necessarily, that hasn't been totally exploited yet, you know? We think often of wheelchairs and crutches and canes as tools that are used to get people from point A to point B. But in our context, we're looking at what is sort of the creative and choreographic potential of those things, and not always working in practical, functional ways of moving, but we get to be playful and explorative about what are the totally abstract and wacky ways that you could use a wheelchair, or, you know, drag someone through the space or have them be carried in different ways. So we look at everything in the room as a creative possibility as opposed to a problem.
What do people say about that experience of using their mobility aids in an artistic rather than a functional way?
I think it's a very empowering experience. I think for, for anybody, no matter what kind of body you live in, that what dance is really good at is liberating us from being in our bodies only in a practical, functional way. Our bodies have much more potential than these sort of vessels that get us from work or, you know, allow us to, you know, make dinner or, you know, open a door or type on a computer all day. They also have, you know, the potential to express all these range of things that are wacky and abstract and beautiful and touching and ugly and all these myriad of other things. And I think particularly, you know, for folks with disabilities, that, you know, some of them may have experienced their bodies in ways that are, you know, largely therapeutic or, you know, through really these kind of emphasis on functional, sort of occupational therapy kind of movement. And so it's, I think, a very empowering experience to be in a dance context where your movement is also appreciated for its beauty, for its creativity, for its potential beyond its function.
Now, the people who come to your classes, which are offered at Trout Lake Community Center and at the Roundhouse, will many of them have danced before?
Yeah, we have a real interesting mix of people who have, you know, danced, earlier in life as children, or have been dancing, you know, in much very different contexts. And many, many people come to our project never having thought of themselves as a dancer, this being something that's totally outside of their comfort zone. And so there's a really interesting, just a really interesting mix in the room between people who are bringing tons of experience and people who are just totally fresh and discovering this whole world anew, which is really fun to be around. You know, I've been dancing for many, many years in my life, and it's so fun to be in a room working with people who are just totally new to the art form because they are so jazzed about discovering movement as a way to express themselves.
What are some of the motivations that you've heard people speak about that bring people to a mixed ability class?
Yeah, well, I think people are curious. I think people in Vancouver are curious about who is in their community and about trying something new. I think there's different reasons that people come. I think lots of people just want a place to dance. And I think for folks with disabilities, there isn't anywhere to go. Although, you know, some people can integrate themselves into a typical dance context, lots of studio spaces are physically not accessible. And, you know, lots of the teaching style might not be accessible to wheelchair users or folks with mobility aids. And so just the simple fact of us working in an accessible, physically accessible space that has, you know, an accessible washroom, that is scent reduced, that has gender neutral washrooms, all of those things, while they seem simple, are really rare as far as the physical locations that we practice in. And I think also there is something really unique about what we do that I don't see in very many other places, where you have a class that is really, truly diverse. And it's, I'm not just talking about, you know, folks with disabilities and non-disabled dancers, but we work, you know, I think in this performance, we have a range of ages between early 20s and late 60s. We have folks of all genders and all backgrounds. And, you know, it's and the power is shared. The authorship is shared amongst everyone. And that's really a rare thing to be in a group that is that diverse.
One of the things I read on your website is if somebody needs to have a one-to-one worker with them, then that person can come along, but they have to participate too, which I thought was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. We try and have everybody in the room be a dancer. So there's not this idea that some people in the room are helpers and some people are there as actual participants. Everybody is helping everyone. And, you know, we all require help, whether we have a disability or not. But we really want that the room to be active and full of participants rather than observers. You know, there's a long history in the disability community and in certain practice of people being on the outside as only supporters. And we're trying to build support structures into the work that we do that are meaningful and that are a part of the actual choreography of the dance. So there isn't the idea of, oh, I'm not here, I'm just here helping this person. And we have had, you know, a number of people that have come as in the role as support worker, and they find themselves much more engaged in what's happening as than the person that they came to support, you know, and so then they have become members of the ensemble themselves.
I'm guessing that would be something that would then continue into that relationship between those two people. I mean, I'm sure you don't know that, but I'm imagining.
Yeah, I would think so as well. I mean, we try and model a way of engaging with each other that is not necessarily always the relationship between care worker and, you know, in-person supported, where we take turns leading and following and using the contributions of everyone in the room. So no one is, you know, bossing the other person around, but it's really about co-leading and about learning to follow. There's a lot of skill involved in following and mirroring.
What have the dancers come up with for the performance next week?
Trace has six pieces in it. And there are a number of pieces, I think there are five pieces, that are choreographed by members of the ensemble themselves. So they have been working since earlier this year, since January, making small pieces, duets and trios and quartets, that are each between 5 and 7 minutes. And they're all totally different, really interesting worlds. They all are, you know, integrated cast with, they all have dancers with disabilities and non-disabled dancers. And they're all really interesting, unique little worlds. And then the show concludes with a larger ensemble piece that has about 14 dancers in it that I choreographed, which is the title piece of the show called Trace, which is, you know, with 14 dancers on a stage, it's really a lot of movement, a lot of energy, and it sort of showcases some of the ways that we work devising interesting duets amongst dancers, some improvised sections, and yeah, it's really a fun and celebratory kind of piece.
What do you hope that audiences will take away from seeing Trace?
Well, we hope that... I hope, I'll speak for myself, that people see the body and see dance in a new way after seeing our work. That some of their biases that, you know, we talked about earlier about this sort of idea of what a typical dancer body is, you know, usually a white young female, that sort of blown wide open, and that they look at they look at the dancers in our project and perhaps even themselves as a dancer and an artist as well. And that they are in some way perhaps moved or touched by the work that we are showing on stage. And also maybe they're inspired to maybe go out and find an opportunity for them to dance themselves. I should mention that, you know, our project is offered for free, and we welcome anybody and everybody. And we hope that perhaps there are some people who come and see our performance and then maybe are inspired to come and join us and dance with us.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much, and I look forward to seeing the performance next week.
Thank you.
I've been speaking with Naomi Brand. The All Bodies Dance Project is presenting Trace next week at the Roundhouse Community Center on Wednesday, May 18th and on Thursday, May 19th at 8 p.m. Tickets are on a sliding scale starting at $5. You can go to allbodiesdance.ca for more information or to buy tickets.